think Reverend Smith would say that if that doesn't light your fire,
come on, sir. Come on.
Then your wood is wet. And if you just want to, just because he's that good, give God another round of praise, I think he'd be all right. I think if you just wanted to tell him thanks for waking you up this morning, I think he would receive your praise. I think if you want to tell him thank you because you're not in the hospital this morning, then he would receive your praise. God is good. All the time. God is good. Wow. Thank you so much for the passion that you sing with. It is inspiring. I'm grateful that God gives me the privilege of being here this morning. I have a deep love and appreciation for your pastor and his wife. My wife would be here, but about 7 weeks ago, we had a grandson come in the world. I think he's trying to take my place.
Yeah, don't you mean?
He's only 7 weeks old, but I'm jealous. He can get things done. I can't get done. He's brought a smile to a face I couldn't bring in a lot of years. So when I go back home, I hope there'll be somebody to pick me up from the airport. I do bring you greetings for my wife. She loves this church, and she would be here, but she really is. My daughter, who recently had Jonathan, my grandson, is out of town, and my wife has got Jonathan all by herself, and she's enjoying that. Thank you, Pastor Stinger, for allowing us to be here. Thank you so much, leadership team, and Minister Cole for inviting me to be at the conference this weekend. It was great to be with you. You always are so warm and welcoming, and I am grateful to God. But my assignment this morning is to share God's word. Mm-hmm. Amen. And when I look out on the culture that we live in, and when I look at the challenges and the circumstances that we all face, when we look at the fact that international conflicts are intensifying, that racial relationships are regressing, that families are fragmenting, when we look around us, we see a lot of darkness.
Come on, sir. Come on.
We see a lot of darkness. Mm-hmm. And what I have been sent by God to challenge you with today is that rather than cursing the darkness, God wants you and I to light a candle.
Yes, sir.
Rather than being thermometers, simply reading the temperature of the culture, that God wants you and I, those of us who are here at First Mount Olive, particularly those who are leaders leading the way, God wants you and I to be thermostats.
Yes, sir.
You see, thermometers read the temperature.
Uh-huh.
They tell you what's happening on the outside.
Yeah. All right now.
But thermostats control the temperature.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I hope that when we finish our time this morning, that there may be just a little jolt,
yes, sir,
of holy boldness.
Come on, sir.
That will penetrate this room and move from out this room and permeate this community,
yeah,
permeate your families, so that you and I see ourselves as piercing the darkness. Will you bow with me and ask God to bless this time? Father, you have called us to yourself. You allow us the incredible privilege of being your children. But Father, when you call us to be your children, when you call us to be your servants, I pray for my brothers and sisters who are in this place today, that Father, you may give me the ability to put aside any limitations, any restrictions that may be present with me, anything that may be clouding my mind and anything that may be clouding the mind of those who are in the audience. And I pray, Father, that you be glorified, you be lifted up, that your name will be exalted by what happens during this morning's
yes,
service.
Sir.
Thank you for the man of God who serves as a shepherd of this house.
Yes, thank you, Pastor.
Pray, Father, for his legacy, for his leadership. We pray that you bless him, strengthen him.
Yes.
For all who surround him, all who uphold him, all who undergird him. For his wife and family, Father, we pray that you bless this house and bless this man. And Father, now would you take the word to my mouth, the meditations of my heart, and Lord, would you be pleased to use those for your glory this morning. In Jesus' name. Amen. Six humans trapped by happenstance in dark and bitter cold. Each one possessed a stick of wood, or so the story is told. A dying fire in need of logs, the first man held his back. While the faces around the fire, he noticed one was black. The next man looking across the way saw not one from his church and couldn't bring himself to give the fire his stick of birch. The third one sat in tattered clothes. He gave his coat a hitch. He couldn't bring himself to give his log to the idle rich. Stay with me. Stay with me. The rich man sat back and thought of the wealth he had in store and how to keep what he had earned from the lazy, shiftless poor. The black man's face bespoke revenge as the fire passed from his sight. For all he saw in his stick of wood was a chance to spite the white. The last man of this forlorn group did not accept for gain. Giving only to those who gave was how he played the game. Their logs held tight in death's still hand was proof of human sin. And they did not die from the cold without. They died from the cold within. As we look at the challenges, as we look at what's facing our culture, as we look at all the circumstances, and we look at what we have and what we possess, and we look at what we are to do, I'm reminded of what Martin Luther King, he said, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. So I'm here to challenge us, to challenge each one of us to understand that we either can curse the darkness or we can light a candle. We can look at where God has placed us. We can look at our circumstances. We can look at our situation and ask the question, God, why have you placed me there? What is my assignment? And one of the things that we will find is there are all kinds of reasons why not to respond. All kinds of reasons why we should hold it to ourselves. But if you turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 5, I'd like to take a few moments and share with you from this passage of Scripture how the Lord Jesus Christ himself challenges us not to curse the darkness, but to light a candle and to pierce the darkness around us. I want to focus by sharing this morning on verses 14 through 16 of Matthew chapter 5. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. You can be seated. Say to your neighbor, neighbor, this morning, we're going to learn how to see our light, seize our light, and surrender our light. In order to fully understand this passage of Scripture, We have to look at its context. We have to look at what's happening before we get to verses 13 and 16. Mm-hmm. If we were to go back a few verses back, if we were to go back to Matthew chapter 4, turn there real quick. I want to give you the context. In fact, we have 4. Mm-hmm. And you look at verses 12 through 16, we'll see how Jesus himself modeled this idea of being a light. Mm-hmm. It says in verse 12, now when Jesus heard that John had been taken into custody, he withdrew into Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he came and settled in Capernaum, which is by the sea in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali. This was to fulfill what was spoken through Isaiah the prophet, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali by the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. Listen, the people who were sitting in the darkness saw a great light, and those who were sitting in the land in the shadow of death, upon them a light. Upon them a light dawned. In verses 18 through 20, we see that Jesus called his first disciples. And it's interesting that Jesus did not go to the synagogues and the seminaries.
Come on, sir. Come on.
Jesus did not go where there be the studied and the sophisticated.
That's right. That's right.
Jesus did not go to the educated and the elite.
Come on, sir. Come on.
Jesus reached out to people like you and I, ordinary people.
All right now.
You see, God specializes in taking the ordinary and making it extraordinary. God specializes in taking the insignificant and making it significant. God specializes in taking the unimportant and making it important. So my assignment today is to let you know that he's talking to you and me. My assignment today is to make sure you understand that you are qualified to respond to the call of God and be light in your situation. You say, but I don't feel qualified.
Come on, sir.
You see, God doesn't call the qualified.
Come on, sir.
God doesn't call the qualified. God qualifies the called.
All right now.